I want to talk to you tonight about the Dor HaMidbar. The Mishnah says in Masechet Avot, in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth Perek, Eser Nisyonos Nisu Avosenus HaMokom Baruch Hu BaMidbar. 10 times they tested God, meaning they were tested in the Midbar and they acted in a very inappropriate way. And that's why the Torah says in Bamidbar Yudalid, Vayanasu Osi Ze Eser Po'omim V'lo Shomu V'Koli. 10 times they didn't listen to Hashem. And that's very odd, because we're talking about what's called a Dar Deo. And I want to describe to you a little bit at length what I mean when I say that this is odd, that the people of Israel through the Midbar were not living up to the standards of faith and belief in God. Who were the people in the Midbar? So there's a Ramban in the parsha of Chet Mei Meriva. You remember when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they don't live up to the Yan Lo Hemantavi, and they hit the stone. So the Ramban in that pirush quotes the Rambam, and I bolded that part of this paragraph, which I thought is going to support what I have to say. The Rambam says that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, declared Shimuno Hamorim, and he ripped into the Jewish people, he was out of line. Moshe Rabbeinu was out of line. And who is he talking to, says the Rambam? Let's look at the people and judge them and evaluate them. Says the Rambam, look at the words of the Rambam, quoted by the Ramban. Shehu lo haya medaber im scholim. Moshe is not talking to people who are limited in their intelligence. Velo im misha ein lo ma'ala. And not to a person who doesn't have a madrega. Aval isha ktana she benoshim. Even the simplest woman of all the women, Haisa ki Yechezkel ben Buzi, she was on the same level as Yechezkel ben Buzi, Kemoshe Zachru Chachamim. Now keep in mind, we're not talking at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf over here. Zekeli V'Aveyu. We're talking much later on. And yet the Rambam describes the entire people as being on the level of Yechezkel ben Buzi. You know, if the Shifra Ketana is like Yechezkel ben Buzi, Kal Vachomer, how much more so, you know, the rank and file regular person within Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam is talking about Yechezkel ben Buzi. We know that the Nevuah of Yechezkel ben Buzi is always used as a very great paradigm of Nevuah. So who are we talking about in the Dor HaMidbar? I'll give you another proof to understand, to appreciate my question that bothers me tonight. If you take a look at Rashi on Nach, do you remember that the Torah describes Shlomo HaMelech, this is the second source on your page, as the Chacham Mikol Adam, Vayichka Mikol Adam. And then the Pasuk in Tanakh goes through different levels. Not only Mikol Adam, but even May Eitan HaEzrachi, and even from Haman V'Kalkil, and even from Dardoi, B'nei Machol. It gives a whole list. And Rashi quotes a Medrash in the name of the Psikta. Mikol Adam Ze Adam Arishon. So the level of Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech supersedes that of Adam Arishon. Eitan HaEzrachi Ze Avram. Haman ze Moshe, Kelkel ze Yosef, Vidarda ze Dor HaMidbar. And why they called Machul, Shenimcha lehem al Maisa HaEgel, that God forgave them for the sin of the golden calf. So in other words, when the Tanakh wants to describe the greatness of Shlomo HaMelech, I mean, we understand that he uses, you know, the outstanding personalities of Jewish history, starting from Adam HaRishon to Avram and to Moshe and finally Yosef, but Dor HaMidbar is up there rubbing shoulders with all the rest. apparently the Dar HaMidbar, as we said before, the Dar Deah, is on a very high level. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Sadi Zayin, was irreverent to the people. Amreish Lakish, HaChoshed B'Ksherim Lokim B'Gufa. If an individual suspects someone who is dedicated to the observance of mitzvahs, but he suspects him of not being observant, then what's his punishment for that? For suspecting someone unjustifiably? Lo kibegufo. And how do we know this? What's the source in the Torah that someone will be physically punished, his physical body, because he's choshed b'ksherim? The Chassid, it says, v'hein lo yaminu bi. When Hashem appeared to Moshe for the first time at the Maris Ne'er, Moshe's response was, "Heim lo yaminu li, they're not going to believe in me." Omalo, Hashem says to him, "Heim aminim b'nei aminim." Again, my friends, we're talking about the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. We're not talking about, you know, some kol mix, you know, at the Yeshiva University Kollel, you know. And they're called ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. In fact, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu shows up, they believe him. Vayikarav v'yishtachvu. So you, Moshe, are unjustifiably accusing the people of lacking in emunah. They're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, "Ata." He says, "Let me read the." He says, "Va'ata ein sofcha lahamin heim aminim tefsiv vayom en ha'am b'neim aminim v'hemin b'Hashem," referring to Avraham Avinu. "Ata, but you, Moshe Rabbeinu, ein sofcha lahamin. You're going to be deficient. You're going to be lacking in emuna at the end of the day. Shenemar yan kilo hemantim bi." Umimai Deloka, how do you know that he had this physical punishment for being choshe b'ksherim? Tichsiv vayom Hashem lo od havei no yodcha b'cheikecha. And what happens to Moshe Rabbeinu's arm? It becomes saras. You remember that? That's called loka b'gufo. So once again, I use this as a proof to establish that they were b'nei ma'aminim, that they reached the level of Yechezkel ben Buzi, that they're considered together with all the greats when Hashem wants to describe Shlomo HaMelech. And not only that, you remember that we discussed at great length the Ramban at the end of Bo. We're not going to do that again right now. That's another couple of hours. But you remember that the Ramban describes the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which were witnessed by that Dor, that generation. And he says, "Min anisim agdolam amafursamim," from the great supernatural miracles, the obvious miracles, which the people who witnessed, meaning the Dor of Yetzias Mitzrayim, were commanded to pass on to us, to transmit to us, their children, their descendants. So from these great miracles, Adam Modeh bin Nisim Anistarim, a person is meant to achieve that great level in which he acknowledges the hidden miracles of daily life. When we breathe, when we open our eyes, when we go out and we see the sunlight and the sunset. She'en yisod ha-Torah kula. She'en adam le'adam chelik b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu ad she'nam v'chol dvareinu mekreini she'kulam nisen. Ein b'hem tevo min hoge shalom b'im b'rab b'im b'yachar. So this is the famous statement of the Ramban that really applies first and foremost to the Dor of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Dor Midbar. They were the ones who witnessed these great miracles. And therefore it's absolutely logical to assume that they, in the area of faith in Almighty God, they would pass all the tests with flying colors. And yet we see in Parshas Peshalach and other places over and over again throughout, and the mission and office that we began with, that 10 times lo shamu b'koli. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on the question. If you take a look at the psukim, do you see the next to the last source on your page? So we don't even have to bother opening up a Chumash. I made it so easy. I put it on the page. It says regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim, before they get to Yamsuf, Uparo Hikriv, Paro is getting closer. Vayisu Bnei Yisrael say Nehem. Vehine Mitzrayim Noseach Reyem. They look behind them, and who's behind them? The Mitzrayim are chasing them in hot pursuit. Vayiru Ma'ot. And of course, they're afraid. You know, 600,000 and men, women, and children, 3 million people strong. They're terrified. And what's their response? Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael Hashem. They cry out to Almighty God. This I understand. These are people who believe. These are Maminim Bnei Maminim. These are people who witnessed the great miracles of the 10 plagues. They understand from the Nisim Hamafursamim that everything in life, even what seems to be within the framework of nature, is Nisim Nistarim. There's no Teva. These are the people that Moshe thought were lacking in Amunah, but he was terribly mistaken. And therefore, Choshev B'Kshev Loka B'Gufo, these are the people which the Ramban, quoting the Rambam, says that even the simplest of all of them reached the level of the Nevuah of Yechezkel Ben Buzi. So Vayitzakol Hashem, but it makes sense. And then look at the next pasuk. Vayomer El Moshe, Hamibli Ein Kvar Mitzrayim, Lekachtonu Lamus Bamidbar, Mazel Zasisa Lano Letzionu Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, in one fell swoop, we say in Yiddish, Mevar Forgetting Panim. You know, they throw in, or they throw in the whole thing. Oh, we should have stayed in Mitzrayim. Why'd you take us out of Mitzrayim? And again, that's only one. That's only the first of the 10 Nisyonos. And we're going to see this over and over again, like a pattern. But again, I do want to point out that it's very critical when we study and analyze the parshios of the Dor HaMidbar, that we put it into the proper perspective. We're not talking about our generation. We're not talking about people who believe and don't believe. Yeah, we believe. We have some lip service. No, no, no. We're talking about the way the Rambam describes it. Ki Yechezkel Ben Buzi. And look at the Yalkut. The Yalkut, I think, is a little bit sensitive to this. It says, Vayehi Ha'am Kimis Onanim. This is going to be later on in Bamidbar. That when they kvetch and they complain, says the Yalkut, listen to the language Yalkut, mi mayhem, in all their days, lo chatu, chet gomur. In other words, on the one hand we call it a chet, but on the other hand, it's not a chet gomur. It's like, you remember the Chazal say about David HaMel, kol misha omer David chote, eina el toa. But where else do you find it? One second, there's another statement of Chazal that I wanted to call to your attention. Oh yeah, you remember by Reuven, where it says the Torah describes Kilu Vayal Mishkevei Imo, you know, as if he had that relationship. No, Chazal say don't interpret it that way. Here also, the Medrash is telling me in the Alkut that you should know it's a chait, but it's not a chait. As if, well, how can you say it's a chait, but it's not a chait? Mimem lo chatu chait gamur, but it is a chait. Lo laku maka gemura. So the answer is that we've mentioned this many, many times in the past. The Gemara in Yevamos on the pasuk in Tilm, Usvivav Nishar Ma'od, Melamish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Medagdekim Svivav Kichut Hasara. He's very meticulous and very harsh and very strict, demanding with Svivav. What's Svivav? So Rashi says Svivav Im Tzadikim Aholchim Acharav. Those who are righteous and are on a higher level, and we should demand a more than, we expect more from them than what we're getting, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very harsh with them. So again, when we're studying the parsha of Eser Nisyonos, of all the trials and tribulations and the failures and the limitations of the Jewish people, we should see it in perspective. Don't misunderstand that these are Scholim, that these are Anoshim Shem Ben Maila. This is the Dardea. This is the generation about HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar. This is the generation that saw Hashem and declared Zekeliamveyu. This is a generation where even the Shivchalayam is greater than Yechezkel ben Buzi. But on that level, they failed. And why did they fail? Take a look at the Ramban. This is the last source on page one. The Ramban says, Einenu nireh. It doesn't make any sense, says the Ramban. Ki b'nei odom atzor kim al Hashem lehoshiyam. In the very pasuk yud, which says, Vayirmod vayitzaku Hashem, Yivatu be Yeshua. They now completely reject the power of the Lord to protect them and save them. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, the very next Pasuk. Asher Oso Lehem. Look what he's done for them. The Yomru Kitovlem Shalo Itzilam. And now they turn around and they say, oh, it would have been better if he hadn't saved them. It doesn't make any sense. Einonenu nireh. It doesn't appeal to us. The Ramban doesn't formulate our question exactly the way we did, but it's definitely along that line. And here the Ramban offers three different answers. Aval Anochon, his first answer is, Shenefarish ki hayu kitos. That in truth, when you see in Pasuk Yud, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael, that b'nei Yisrael is one group of b'nei Yisrael. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. But there's another group. The first group, he says, so Akosav Yisapa Komasha Yasu Kulam, the Torah is going to describe all these groups. Omar Ki Akata Achas, the first group of Jewish people, so Ekes Al Hashem, they cry out to Almighty God. The Achas, and the other one, Makreshes Binevio, they completely reject Moshe Rabbeinu, his Navi. The Eino Moda Bi Yeshua Hanas Islam, and they deny that this was a great salvation that God brought for them. The Yom Ruki told them, Shalom, it would have been better had they not been saved from Mitzrayim. The Alzos, on this last group, Kosa, the Torah says, in Tehillim, the Pasuk says, Vayimru al Yam biyam suf, Miloshim Mered. V'lachin yachzer akosav b'nei Yisrael pamacheres. Why does the Torah use that phrase again, b'nei Yisrael? Vayizaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. That phrase seems to be totally superfluous. We already started with Vayisu b'nei Yisrael, so why again Vayisaku b'nei Yisrael? Because the words b'nei Yisrael refer to a part of the people. Ki atovim b'hem, the good guys amongst them, tzaku el Hashem. Vanish'arim maru bidvaro. They rebelled against his word. V'lachein omar acharkaf. Later on it says, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayir'u ames Hashem, Vayamir b'Hashem Moshe avdo. Here it says Ha'am, it doesn't say Yisrael. Lo amar vayiru Yisrael as Hashem vayaminu. Avol amar ha'am, ki b'nei Yisrael hem liyechidim. The words b'nei Yisrael infer or imply certain tzaddikim, you know, certain special select group and the minority of the people. But ha'am, when it says ha'am, meaning at Mitzrah, at Yamsuf, the entire nation, lahamon, men, women, and children, they all reach this level. V'chein v'yilonu ha'am, that the Torah castigates the people later on when they complain about the water and so forth, ha'am meaning the entire population. So it's very fascinating that the words b'nei Yisrael refer to the tzaddikim. They're called yechidim by the Ramban. You see that? Ki b'nei Yisrael shem liyechidim. It's like the Gemara says in Tainus, when it stops raining in Eretz Yisrael, the Yechidim start fasting. Who are the Yechidim? Those are the Tzaddikim. They represent the highest level of the people of Israel. That's called B'nai Yisrael. Am refers to the entire nation. And it can either be good or it can be bad. Vayilona Am is a negative. But on the other hand, Vayira Am es Hashem, Vayamiru B'Hashem, Moshe Avdoh, Vayira Am is a very positive thing, because the entire people. And sometimes, interesting, according to Ramban, sometimes even if a segment of the people are disappointing and they fall below the standard, the demands, the expectations, then the entire people of Israel are taken to task. Kachizkiru Rabboseinu Vayechal Ha'am Liznos. You remember with the Bnos Moav at the end of Parashas Balak, they started getting involved with immoral actions, and it says Ha'am. Ha'am is a gnai. In other words, God is ripping it into them, because it's almost as if the entire population of Israel were guilty for the sin. It's like, you remember when Achan takes from the booty in the Melchemes Ai, right? The whole people of Israel are taken to task because they weren't careful about impacting on those individuals. But it comes out now that according to the Ramban, Bnei Yisrael are Yechidim, they're the Tzaddikim. The Am represents the populace, the rank and file citizen. And in terms of the test of Emunah, the Ramban in his first interpretation sees Bnei Yisrael fitting into two different groups. Let's look at his second interpretation, because I'm interested in his third interpretation. V'itachin sha'amru lochein b'tseisam v'odam b'eretz Mitzrayim. It's possible that this level, this low level of complaining, that you took us into the Midbar to die, that took place at a very sensitive juncture. They were still in Mitzrayim, they hadn't yet exited from Mitzrayim. And they expected that God would save them from the Mitzrim. Kasher hesev osam elokim derech b'midbar yamsuf, shavu etchila anu neitzei, im derech plishtim ilach mubanu, im derech ha-midbar tov lanu, lavares es Mitzrayim yusein b'midbar. So at that point they were gripped with fear, says the Ramban. And finally, the third pshat that the Ramban offers, the efshar od loma, perhaps, says the Ramban, ki hoyu ha'am ma'aminim b'Hashem u'mispalim elav la'atzilam. They were in a very complicated situation of emunah. On the one hand, they believed in God and they prayed to God, but on the other hand, they saw that the Mitzrim were running after them. What's going on? Moshe promised them a Yeshua. Aval b'Moshe nichna safik b'libo. They didn't doubt God for one moment, but they doubted Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. They thought Moshe had gone too far. Maybe he has exceeded beyond what God had told him. Pen yotziam, perhaps limshol aleihem. Maybe he has some vested interest. You know, you could always suspect the leader. Maybe he wants to control them. The afal pisha ro haosos v'amosim chashru sha'osos som b'der chachma. Maybe he was able to pull this off. O shashem hevi aleihem amakas berishas hagoyim. Maybe God was only bringing the makas here in order to punish the evildoers, meaning the Mitzrim, ki elu chafetz Hashem b'yitzios, because if God really wanted them and really had chosen them, as Moshe had said, lo haya paro rodef achreim, paro wouldn't run after. So we see from the Ramban that the Bnei Yisrael, whether it's parts of Bnei Yisrael or the entire people of Israel, fell shy of the demands of Emunah. And once again, not because they simply didn't believe in God. The Ramban is saying they did believe in God. They had Emunah. We've seen this over and over again. This is the Dor Dea. This is the Dor that saw the miracles. But yet there was something subtle going on over here, and some lack and deficiency in their Emunah. And again, either it's in their Emunah because there's a group of people who really weren't believers in the full sense, or it's a lack of an Emunah because they still didn't see the Yeshua. Or, as he says in the third shot, maybe they suspected Moshe Rabbeinu. They hadn't gotten to the point of Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdo, which only comes at what point? At Kriyas Yamsuf. So right now it's Vayaminu Bashem, but it's only going to be Uva Moshe Avdo later. And in effect, what we're seeing here is the Jewish people being tested time after time. But the concept of the Jewish people being tested doesn't begin with the Dor HaMidbar. Where do we find testing? Where do we find trials and tribulations? Way before the Dor HaMidbar. The Avot in Avram Avinu. Take a look at Avram Avinu. Vayehira of Ba'aretz. Do you have it? Now what goes on over here? Avram Avinu has to check out of Eretz Kanaan. Ki kaveda of Ba'aretz. Okay, we know the Ramban on this parasha, but Rashi says L'nasoso, that God came to test Avram Avinu. Why? If Yaharher Achar Dvarv Shalibonu Shalom, Shalakodesh Baruch. Sha'ol, on the one hand, God had told him, Olechas El Eretz Kedan. V'achshav, and now a Rav in Eretz Kedan, Masi Olotzeis Mimena. what is the essence of a nisayon here from the perspective of this particular Rashi? Anybody?
Checks if he's going to follow you, even if it doesn't make any sense.
And why doesn't it make any sense? I mean, a lot of things don't make sense, but you know, you can say something doesn't make sense because
you're going to stay there, and then you're forced out.
I want to say even better than that. It's a contradiction,
okay.
And we'll see this over and over. Here, take a look at the next contradiction. Ki ata yadati ki re'el kimato. The end of the Akedah, correct? What happens? Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Avram, Avram says, "Efarish lefanecha sichosi." I'm very confused. Esvol amartin ki v'yitzchaki karlicha zora, v'chazato amartu kachdos bincha, v'achshav atomer al tashlucha. Your commands, God, are full of contradictions. Let's see it a third time. Avram Avinu is looking for a burial place for his wife Sarah, correct? Says the Ramban, Rabbi Senu Omer Shigam Zemen Anesiona Shal Avram. You know, we thought that after the Akedah, Avram could take a breath of a sigh of relief. He's reached the highest level, Ati Yadat, and yet he gets hit by another Nisayon, and possibly even a more difficult Nisayon. Hashem promises him Eretz Kanaan, and yet. Bikesh makom likvar Sarah. He's looking for a place to bury his wife. Velo matzat shekana also. He's got to go through somersaults in the air until he finally acquires a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael for a burial plot for Sarah. On the one hand, God says, you know, you're a great guy, Avram Avinu. You're going to be the father of a nation, lenetzach letzalkum, for all generations. And on the other hand, Hashem turns around, puts him into a situation where he can't even bury his own wife. He doesn't even have a piece of land. He has to go through the whole thing of Stay Ephraim. So time after time after time, Avram Avinu is faced with a challenge of contradictions. Here, Bnei Yisrael are taken out of Mitzrayim with all the osos of Ophsim. And yet, there's Paro right behind them in hot pursuit with the entire army of the Egyptian people. Shesh Vos Rechev for this and the whole little chariots. I mean, there's confusion over here. So I'd like to suggest the following. That there are two types of nisyonos. One type of nisyon means when life is difficult and somehow you have to face that difficulty and say, you know what, I'm going to live up to the challenge, I'm not going to question my emunah, I'm going to still believe. And there are many such situations. But I think there's a higher level and a more profound level of Nisan. Again, keep in mind that the purpose of Nisan, the Ramban says, is to bring out from potential into actual a person's level. Through the Nisan, he attains a great level. When there are contradictions, when there are difficulties, the greatest level of being omed b'nisayon, shall I say the apex or the highest point on Mount Everest to achieve the shlemus that a person can achieve through a nisayon, is when the person says, despite the difficulty, I realize that Hashem is doing me chesed. That somehow what I'm going through is meant to be good in the divine plan. So a person asks himself, what is he doing here? You know, he lives in Eretz Yisrael all his life, and then all of a sudden, and he thinks that God wants him to live in Eretz Yisrael, he gets sent, you know, the Eretz Canaan is a famine, and he has to go to Chutz Lachitz. Does it make any sense? And the challenge is to try to see how even that is a chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the highest level. I mean, the regular Nisayon, and that's not bad either, but I'm saying that is hard enough, you know, not to question God, there are contradictions, not to say I don't believe, and not to have doubts. But even beyond that, to face difficult challenges, and to be able to believe that this is all part of the divine plan to bestow goodness on a person. That somehow, if you have to leave Eretz Yisrael, maybe you'll come back with a whole different attitude or a different strength. Or maybe you'll do something in Chutz Laretz, maybe Avraham Avinu out in the boondocks, you know, he's able to be Makar of people and spread the word of Torah, I don't know what. But to make that statement, that declaration, mi omek libo, that God, whatever you're doing for me is a chesed, I mean, that's an unbelievable lift. That's a whole different relationship to challenges and sorrows and tribulations that we go through. And apparently this whole story of the Dor HaMidbar, in which they were faced with contradiction after contradiction. Hashem takes them out, He saves them, He's going to protect them, they're the chosen people, Moshe's this, everything is wonderful. And then, one thing after the other. You know, they're in a desert and there's no water to drink. They're running away from Paro, and we thought we were finished with Paro, and Paro's running after them, etc., etc., etc. And all this to reach the level of Shlemus, as we said before, that maybe we can see it as part of a divine plan of Chesed. And I like to quote to you the Sefer called the Son Derech, and he writes that. That Bnei Yisrael, Lamrot Shehayota Maminim Bnei Maminim, that the people of Israel, even though they were on that level, they were the Dor Deah. And this was an incredible generation of people who saw Nisim and Niflos. Adayin Lo Amdu, they still didn't achieve that level. Be Ofen Maasi, B'nisayin Shel Kushos V'Stiros. This level of being able to live with contradictions in the divine will as it expresses itself, that they weren't able to achieve. Lakach, therefore, kedei lahotzi es amunasim v'idiyosim borei v'zanagosim v'shon protis me'akoch alapoal, to bring from potential that level of belief of knowing God and how He intervenes to protect the Jewish people, to bring it out, lefoal, to actualize it. V'yis'alu el ha-shlemus, his'nasu b'nisyonos. This was the purpose of that test. And this is going to happen over and over again, because on the one hand, they're going to see great miracles, they're going to see hashgacha, wonderful, wunderbar, taking him out of Mitzrayim, Al-Kamfi Nisharim, the Amida Anan, the Amida Eish, everything's protected, everything's wonderful. On the other hand, who's running after them? Paro Miskare V'magi Aleim V'chol Rega Omeid La'asigam, he's about to catch up with them. And what happens? What's their response? Their first response is Emuna. Let's have faith. Let's just pray to God. That's what we have to do. And so, the fear of Paro doesn't undermine their Emuna. On the other hand, on the opposite, it's Makariv, it's Libam Laviyam Shabma Shemayim. But then, all of a sudden, even though they reach this level of Dveikus and Amuna, something happens. They fall. Somehow Kishlonam, Shalo Estapku Litlos Amunasim Bari Olam, they weren't able to completely believe 100% in the Ribono Shel Olam. They started with tefillah, like we said before, but they weren't able to reach that level. Ro shelo yechozer, hayinoseh v'karav aleihem. They prayed to God, but they see that Paro is still coming closer and closer. The Amru, says the Ramban, lo niskavla tefillos, and they thought maybe God didn't accept our prayers. And that's when they got into that low state. That's when the Eitz Ahara got the best of it. So again, just to summarize, the Dor HaMidbar, just like Avraham Avinu, was tested with this kind of a test where they saw contradictions and that could lead them to doubts. And on their level, Hashem Kichut HaSara was medadik with them that they weren't able to reach that level of shlemus, to believe that everything that happens is part of a divine plan. Any questions? Go ahead.
Is it possible, in the same way that God hardened Pharaoh's heart, so coming, right, that he made the children of the people doubt him? Because when they said, "We will do them, we will understand," so they made that claim. God wanted to prove to them that you have to do first in order to understand. You can't understand anything until you do it. Mm. And maybe he wanted to further prove his awe, and maybe he did that to them. And he
again, I wouldn't want to say that God took away the Bechir Chafshis, but I understand what your point is. And when they said Nasa v'Nishma and Har Sinai, that was one of the most glorious moments where they achieved that level that they were willing to commit themselves to Hashem without understanding. And I think what we're going to see throughout the pendulum that swings back and forth in the Dor HaMidbar over the parashios that come, especially in Sefer HaMidbar, is that on certain occasions they reach the highest levels of Emuna, but on other occasions they just fall short. They just can't live up to it. But what I don't want, what I'm trying, the whole point of tonight's discussion, I don't want you to walk out of here thinking that these were a bunch of deniers or weaklings in Emuna. They were weak. That's not it at all. If we see it in the perspective of Chazal, and I tried to quote so many of them, that they were on that high level, I think we'll get a more deep whole, a perspective, a more accurate perspective on what went on in that Dardea. And despite the fallings and the shortcomings of that generation, it's not really a chet gomer, as we said. You know, within the level of Nisayon, we'll call it level number one, they had Amunah. But level number two, to deal with those great challenges, I don't think it's fair for us to judge them. And that's why I say, when we look out at life and Jewish history and the various, catastrophes that have befallen our people. I remember when I learned the Karen B'Yavda, you mentioned that tonight there's a dinner for Karen B'Yavda. I'm reminiscing about my days in Karen B'Yavda. We had a mashgiach, Rav Lifshitz. We used to call him the Mash. And we once asked him about the Shoah, and he said many things, but one of the things he impressed upon us, and I'll never forget it, he says, if you meet a person who went through the Shoah and no longer believes, don't judge him. Because you can't possibly know what he went through, what he saw, what he experienced in his own life, on his own flesh. And of course the loss of those around him if he survived. But in the same way that you have to get a broader perspective on people in your generation that you face up to. Last night was Sunday night, right? Okay, I lose perspective sometimes. Two nights ago, Motzi Shabbos, I had a Malav Malka with my Talmidim in Baltimore, and I pointed out that this concept of the Ilanos, this week we're going to have Tu B'Shvat, Chagla Ilanos, is that all of Zeroyim in terms of Ilanos is predicated on the assumption that the tree receives the water, and the water is absorbed in the roots of the tree, and around Tu B'Shvat time the tree has absorbed enough that now it can produce. That's called Chanot according to Rashi. And that's what determines the new year for Ilanos. So again, you go out and look at the trees at this time of the year, you won't see much. Ashkenia Porachas is going to happen a little bit later. Maybe a few trees are blossoming, but there's nothing going on. This is the height of the winter. But the potential is there. The rains have fallen. Again, this year it's a difficult year, but the rains have fallen. And I told him that when the Pasuk in Tanakh compares man to the Eitz HaSada, it's not only in terms of the fact that man is put on this world to produce and to create fruits, but it also means that there are certain times in a person's life when they're not producing, and don't judge them for that. You know, you look at the outside and you might draw some conclusions. You look at the tree, what do you see on the tree? If tree represents man, sometimes you look at man and you don't realize what his potential is or how great he is. So let's not judge people. And at the same time, when we talk about the standards by which we judge the Dar Dea of the Dar Amidbar, the Dar of Vayaminu Bashem of Moshav Do, to which most of the Torah is dedicated to that Dar, when you think about all the Parshios, we're talking about, I mean, the Ramban makes so much sense when he's saying Eni Nachon. This is not right. What are we missing here? You know, try to come up with some explanation as to what was going on. And he looks for this excuse and that excuse. You know, whether it was that they hadn't yet gone out of Mitzrayim, or what were the Mitzvim running after them? They prayed, and yet God didn't answer their prayers. Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he had an agenda. You know, the Ramban is stretching out his arm for grasping for straw to explain why this challenge of Emuna was too difficult for them at that time. Or again, if you say there were two Kitos, but the point being is that, you know, we don't want to come to the conclusion that this was a chayv gamur, and that they were blatantly and obviously deniers of Emunah. That's not so. When Moshe accused them of such, Hashem punished them immediately. It was a choshev ksheirim, loka megufa. Done.
Isn't there another excuse or a way to explain this in Chazal that says every time it says Ham, it refers to the Derev Rav?
Good. Maybe that's what the Ramban is implying.
Maybe a very simple way to.
Maybe that's what the Ramban is implying when he speaks about kitos. There's Yisrael and there's the Am, and he's medayik in the psukim that it was the Yisrael of Bnei Yisrael. They were the ones who prayed to Hashem. They were the Bali Amuna. Maybe the rest of the people were impacted by the rabble rousers. You know, the Erev Rav that had a negative hashpa in them.
Because Bnei Yisrael, there were Loma Minim, the 4/5 died in.
Correct. Okay, that's another point that has to be taken in. Now, I wasn't going to relate to that tonight, but that's also contributes to the whole picture.
Would you put the two together? I mean, it seems like the Ramban is giving different explanations. He's not grouping them.
Okay.
Like the last explanation with regards to looking at from the point of view of the test and failing the test doesn't seem like he's grouping that with the Am and Bnei Yisrael. It's like he's saying this could be for all of Bnei Yisrael. No, doesn't is he grouping them
in the third pshat? He's not.
He's saying
no.
The whole Am is one.
Correct. They just couldn't make sense out of this. They believed on the one hand. They saw the miracles. They knew that Hashem wanted the Yeshua. But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was pushing this a little bit further. You know, we do find that Moshe Rabbeinu was calling certain shots. He was adding to the things that maybe Hashem didn't exactly tell him. He was making decisions. Keep in mind that the status of Moshe Rabbeinu was not just a Navi, he's also a Melech. He was the leader of the people. He had to make decisions. So the question is, at what point did maybe Moshe Rabbeinu add something, and we don't know if this is part of the Emunah that we have to have in Hashem. So their Emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu was up in the air here, was questioned, was weak. And it's only become solidified when they reach Yam Suf and they retroactively... You see, let me ask you the following question. I discussed this on Shabbos in Baltimore. What the entire process of Golus Mitzrayim leading up to the redemption of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's it all about? Tonight, what we were focused on is the concept of Emunah, of faith. There's a whole other interpretation which Bali Netter I'll give tomorrow night. But in terms of Emunah...
At what time, 8:30?
No, that's... 8:30 is a halacha shi that I give in the Beit.
Yeah.
But I meet here with Jonah at 10 o'clock. If anybody wants to join me, please. I'm always looking for people who want to come. We finish around 11:15. If that's not too late for you, I don't know how early in the morning you have to get up. But we're going to talk about a whole different approach to the concept of Golus Mitzrayim and its goal. But from the perspective of Emunah, you could see a process. Chazal say in the Gemara Nedarim that the Avera was that Avram Avinu said, "Bomei Eda Kira Shena, there was a lack of Emunah, and for that they had to go through this entire process of building up Emunah. And then you could see how the Emunah of Klal Yisrael develops, Vayishma Hashem is not Kosom, that according to the Ramban, the clincher in the process of Geula was the Nakosam, the crying out, the prayer, you know, the fact that Bnei Yisrael saw that, you know, Eilonu El Avinu Shemashmayim, we have to rely on Hashem. And the culmination of this whole process becomes Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo. So the key pasuk that closes the whole episode is Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo. Now, where do they go with this Emunah? Now they go into the Midbar. So the Mitzrayim are behind them, down in the bottom of the sea. Now they're on their own. And Hashem is going to test them over and over again. The purpose of the test, as we said before, is to reach a higher level of Emunah. The question is, can they succeed in that test? So what we're saying here in the Ramban is that the test is all about, the higher level test is all about contradictions, where they're seeing A and not A at the same time. And the challenge is to believe despite the contradictions, that's number one, and number two, to see this all as some greater whole. So for example, in the case of Avraham Avinu purchasing the stay Ephron, you see what happened as a result of that whole episode is the great respect that the Bnei Ches had for Avraham Avinu. And they call him the Nesi Elokim Atop Tochenu. That itself is a chesed that comes out of this trial of not having a place to bury his own wife. And that's what we have to look for. Those are the keys that we have to look for. Whenever we read a parasha of Nisayon, the challenge is to find within the framework of a Nisayon some level of chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something good that comes out dafka from the Nisayon. You know, like the classical story about a woman who never has a child who's deaf. And as a result, she becomes, you know, the organizer of a school for the deaf children. You understand what I'm saying? You know, to see how these nisyonos can better a person and lead a person to do great things. And in terms of the Akedah, for example, again, the contradictions here, Kibi Yitzchak, but at the end, because of the Akedah, all of the descendants of Avraham Avinu to this day and beyond have that in their bloodstream, in their DNA structure, the ability to be omed in those nisyonos. And not only that, on Rosh Hashanah, on the day of Din, we come in front of the Ribono Shel and we bring the shofar, the aisle, the Shofar Shel Aaron, we say to Rosh Hashanah, you know what this is, right? This is our claim. This is the great Nisayon of Avram. So Avram reaches a higher level through the Nisayon of the Akedah. And so forth and so on. So I just want to end the Shia by asking Hashem to give us the wisdom to figure out in our Nisyonos that we all face on a daily basis. Can we appreciate them? Can we see, despite the contradictions, that this is part of a great divine plan that's meant to bestow on us chesed and goodness, and we hope that we'll be able to live up to that shlemus.